Hello, it's John.
Hey, John, sorry about that. I forgot to turn off the voice verification recording, so it kicked us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, that's my 8-year-old Atticus, and he's the whole reason why we moved.
I love that name, Atticus. You guys moved
yeah.
just for economic reasons for his future, or you didn't really like what was going on in Oregon?
Exactly, yeah. We moved because we have better schools here.
Yeah, better schools, the cost of living's better. I've considered moving over to Texas myself a couple times. I almost bought a property in Corpus Christi a couple years back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I've always grown up by the water, so I was like, okay, I can move to Texas and still be by the water, and then, you know, it was just, my whole family was just kind of like, no. They didn't want me to separate from them, so I was like, you guys can always come out and visit, but, you know.
So now you're going to deal with the woke as a joke area.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully, you know, I can convince my sister. She's a respiratory therapist at the hospital, but she kind of she went on a leave once they started trying to force her to get vaccinated. So
uh-huh.
I'm hoping she'll take on some homeschooling duties because I have a niece and a nephew that are all the same age as my son. So I'm hoping that, you know, we've been talking about that, and I'll compensate you. If that's what you want to do, but we're kind of all as a family.
Do not get vaccinated. It's making people sterile. It's causing blood clots.
Yeah, I know.
The
birth rate has
attacks.
Been falling ridiculously ever since
you've got perfectly healthy athletes that are dropping dead.
Yeah,
known
I know.
Athletes,
I've been seeing
you know?
That. Yeah.
And if you do further research, Bill Gates has a patent called graphene oxide. Well, guess what's in the clot shot? Through 4G technology, it sends out your vitals.
No way.
Yes, yes, look it up.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nah, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, you're freaking me out.
There's a reason why, they didn't wanna, let the public know what was in those. And Fauci's been on it just as much as Bill Gates is.
Yeah, dude, these guys are crazy.
In fact, I'll go far as to say that, Fauci worked just like on the AIDS virus. He worked on this COVID virus, which isn't a virus. It's a chimera. It's synthetic.
Yeah,
yeah
I was reading about this sudden arrhythmic death syndrome called SADS has been studied for years and is believed to be connected to the COVID-19 vaccine, both from Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. Wow. Hundreds of athletes have died of COVID-19 vaccine effects.
You ever get on to look at Project Veritas?
Mm-mm.
They do some really good reporting. They do a lot of whistleblowing type stuff. And
yeah.
You'll hear, like, there's a lady that escaped from Pfizer and let out the emails that talked about how Pfizer didn't want the public to know that they have like a little baby parts in the vaccine.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's just taking me back to all this stuff with the, they talk about the Illuminati in Hollywood and these guys drinking child's blood. And
oh, you don't think it's connected?
Yeah,
it's connected.
It's just disgusting.
It's connected. The leader trying to take over the world and a lot of people are standing up to him, which I think is great. That's what we needed.
Mm. All athletes.
Yeah, like I said, it's gonna get worse before it gets better, but it will get better.
Wow.
But it needs to come out, you know? All
yeah.
this needs to come out.
Yeah, I mean, how are people gonna respond, though? Are we finally gonna rise up against this? I mean, at some point, you'd think. That's kind of where I lost the faith. Like, I feel like this generation is just so soft. I feel like if this was happening 100 years ago, you know, when we were in the era of World War II, I feel like that generation would have just wiped it all out. But I also think it's an advancement in technology that's kind of allowing this to take place in the first place, and they're also using the technology to kind of brainwash and domesticate a lot of the people, so they're becoming soft.
They are.
Yeah.
That's what the CIA and FBI does. Mm-hmm. You know, the Uvalde shooting, that there was an FBI informant right before that one. In fact, the shooter was talking to the same shooter that did the Buffalo shooting. They were both
really?
On Discord, and both were talking to an FBI agent.
Like
actually, if you look at every if you look at every shooting out there, pretty much all of them have been speaking to like an FBI agent or someone of that caliber right before the shooting.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about that too, especially a lot of the ones that they get taken in alive, you know? Like, it's one thing, I don't think any of them would communicate, you know, maybe their own death, but a lot of the ones that do the mass shootings and then they get taken in alive, I go, I wonder if that was kind of a bland thing, you know? It always pops into my head, because it's like, that's the one way you'd be able to get away with a mass homicide, is if the FBI coordinated it. They took you in. They're telling everybody that you're locked away in a jail cell somewhere, but nobody sees you. And they give you a new identity, you know, change the way you look a little bit, and send you off into the public. You know, a little bit of math, you know, a little bit of surgery and new identification, and you're out there. I feel like that's been that's happened. I mean, it's had to happen probably multiple times.
Most likely has. And so humanity needs to take a really big shit. And it's going to stink bad when it does. But when it does, we get it out, we get it over with, and it's no longer part of us. And that's what needs to happen.
Oh, so I'm praying for the rapture. Hopefully it comes back 10 times the strength, because we need it. This thing's just going crazy. I didn't even think it could get as bad as it's been getting, but I just kind of pray and grab my babies and lay low, man. That's all. I used to be all gung-ho about it.
Back when Obama was running, the military was going to come out. That would have been a coup. And so that's why they went an alternative route. But
yeah, my brother
they had
was in
to
the
do
service
it.
That time, between 10 and 16.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was telling me about some basically, you know, his whole deployment, he's kind of ashamed of at this point, especially with Biden pulling out. But he was like, it was something to be ashamed of before. I mean, they weren't over there really, they were wiping out civilians, you know. It wasn't like you see or hear about in the news and the movies, and you come over here and we're calling them all heroes, and they're like, nah, you know, my brother's very much like that, and people thank him for his service, and he's just like, So.
What do you think Ukraine are doing to their soldiers, or to their civilians?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They're using them as body shields, and then they're blaming Russia for it.
Oh man. All right. I don't want to think about it.
Next will be Taiwan. You're going to see China, Russian and, because it's the same exact thing. You've got biolabs and we had biolabs on the border of Russia and Ukraine. We've got some in Taiwan as well. And it's our CIA that helped set that up. Well, a lot of other people did too.
But I'm like, what is the advantage though of our Democrats pumping all this national terror into our media? I'm like, I'm not really understanding that. Fear. Yeah,
they're trying to turn this into a third world country.
Yeah.
Because if you can turn our nation into a third world country, it's easier to control.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the communist China was talking about that, and how there was this article I read where it was talking about the Americans are the hardest to convert to communism because we know freedom. It's kind of like a wild animal that's been free its whole life.
We know freedom, and we have this annoying piece of paper called the Constitution.
Yeah, exactly.
That keeps getting in their way. It's not so much China. So it is actually a really interesting situation. So we have China, we have Russia, we have what's called the deep state, the cabal, or the, you know, the globalist. And China and Russia were part of the whole system. And then they realized, just like Hitler did, that if they continue, they wouldn't have any power. They wouldn't be silver. And so both China and Russia has gone rogue. And so that's why you see, we're bad-mouthing Russia quite a bit. We haven't bad-mouthed China yet because they haven't invaded Taiwan, but we'll be bad-mouthing them once they invade, because they're not on board with the agenda that these globalists are trying to do. They've been using our military and our tax dollars and our money system to fund what they're trying to do. Most people aren't on board with this. They don't want to follow through with it. But we got a lot of people in this country that have been paid out, and so that's why they're on board. A lot of them are governors. You go look and see who has gone to the World Economic Forum. Every one of those people are traitors. They've been sold out. They've been paid. look to see who does book deals. That's how they do their money laundering. You know, and this is a pretty big thing, but that's why we have, like I said, Operation Devolution in place. And their days are numbered.
I hope so. I hope you're right, because I'm about had enough of it. But, I mean, hey, if it's got to come in our generation,
everybody's had enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather us go through it, though, and have it be done with by the time our kids are grown. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most people are. Most people are.
I'm okay with that. I mean,
what this is right now, this is an information war.
Yeah.
And it's what you know, and people make decisions every day based off of what you know. So the more you know about what's going on, the more you can inform the people around you.
Yeah.
And the better the chance that, you know, because Operation Devolution isn't just, you know.
You make me want to jump into it more, because I've kind of been playing the you disregard it, protect the peace kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's just a dad. We got our little ones, and I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm going to just kind of disregard everything that doesn't have to do with, you know, taking care of the family and buckle down. And then it's like, okay, if they come through my door, I'm pro-Second Amendment. You know, I'll handle it that way. But until
exactly.
that day, I just kind of try to keep away from filling my mind with it too much.
Here's another thing that's been inspired, and this was all a part of, you know, it's up to the people. Because it's we the people. We're the ones that hold the real power.
I was thinking we would have rose up already. I thought those riots were going to be the beginning of it, and I didn't know
there's several things that we can do. We have the power to take away the bond of someone in office if they're doing things that are unlawful. And if you take away their bond, that means they now have a vacant seat. They can be unseated if they don't have a bond. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's starting to catch. So people are going after the bonds of these people in office, and you know, once they pull their bond, then that's a vacant seat to be filled. And the other thing that's happening, you're going to see this a lot in November 3rd, is you got the America First movement, and what that is are people like you and me. These aren't politicians, and they are going to be filling the seats of mayors, governors, you know, judges or not judges, but you know, different seats, you know, Congress,
power,
you know,
power.
The House. Yes.
Yeah.
These are normal people like you and me that are jumping into place, just like what George Washington wanted, where, you know, you're going to serve for a short time as you know, kind of like a volunteer type thing. You know, I mean, you'll get paid for it and all that, but you know, basically it's us, we the people in those seats instead of these career politicians. And that's what this movement on November 3rd is all about.
Yeah, liberty. That's why I go with libertarianism, because I'm just like, that's going to be the solution. It's really the minor party, and everybody's stuck on Dem and Republican, but I feel like Dem and Republican is still a vote for the current system, and it's going to keep those guys in power. You know, as long as they throw another Republican in there, the Republicans are like, yay, you know. And it's not the reality of it. I think we as the people have to kind of get them out of our pocket, get them out of our decisions lives. And
it's interesting,
you know,
that the Democrats have the Dominion machines. Republican states have the Smartmatic machines.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Shiva, he's a PhD, he proved it in a court. I think it was Dr. Shiva, PhD, versus State of Michigan. And he proved in a courtroom that both machines flip votes. What they do is they'll take your they'll stamp your vote. They create an image. They're not keeping the images like they're required to for 22 months. They're dumping them. But it creates an image. Then it takes a single file and it puts it in a group of all other files called a batch file. And
they
that
made,
transition between the single file and the batch
joke.
File, that's
they
when that's when it can go 1.2,
1.8,
you know, 0.8.
Yeah.
That's when it can flip the votes.
Yeah, no, they made a joke out of our democracy the second those machines came out. And even the whole voting system, the government is just going to keep their power, and they're going to convince us that it's our decision. They're convincing the people, they're dividing the people, and then they're telling them, here, vote, okay? And then this is your decision, this is, we tallied up all the votes and this was your decision. No, it's their decision. They're going to put in office whoever the heck they want to at the end of the day. There is no democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an illusion.
Not voted in, selected.
Yeah, it's an illusion. It's an illusion. And it's, what it's designed to do is stop people from rioting and overthrowing the government and thinking that they're just doing whatever they want to do and they're in control. It makes them think that we're the ones making the decision. And then it makes us look at our neighbors like, oh, our neighbors are all idiots, you know, because they don't mm-hmm. see the way you see things. And so we're looking at each other instead of actually paying attention to what they're doing. It's a sleight of hand.
That's
like
what the rhinos, that's what the rhinos are there for.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's an illusion.
It's ridiculous. I've been feeling that way, you know, the last couple of elections I've been feeling that way. I'm like, I don't think we really have a say in any of this stuff. I think they're just going to do what they want to do, and the whole democracy is just a way of them making us feel like we're actually involved in it and we're making a decision so we don't go after them. You know, if they say it's a democracy, then we'd be attacking each other and ourselves, and we'd self-implode, you know, our own decisions amongst our neighbors. And then all of a sudden we're looking at each other like this and that based off what flag or what side of the party you're on, when in reality our greatest strength is if we all just set it aside and came together and made a decision to overthrow them, you know. But that's how
that's why there's those words, we the people, you know, united we stand.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's what prevents it, is they divide. You divide and you can conquer, and that's how they've gotten us. I think the two-party system.
Yeah, so what we need to do is, instead of looking at what makes us different, look at us and
what
see what makes
us
the same.
Yeah.
You know, we all believe in freedom, you know.
Yeah.
We all have the same fundamentals.
Yeah. My brother tells me that all the time. You know, we grew up in a real, I don't know how to explain it. My grandfather was the chauffeur for President Eisenhower, put it that way. You know how Eisenhower was.
Oh, well, wow, okay.
Yeah, so he was Secret Service, and my brother was in the Army, and we grew up in a house that was pretty divided, and my brother came back, and he was like, you know what's crazy? A brother saved my life like 3 times, and a Mexican guy saved my life like 2 times. And
uh-huh.
they don't give a crap. We were all under the same flag, and so he dropped all of that stuff. So if there's anything that he could take away from that tour, is he came back a better man than that, right? He was seeing everybody as his equal when he came back, because he was like, hey, if you're American, you're my brother at the end of the day, rather than just going, you know, you're this color or that color, or you came from here, you talk like this and act like this. You know, he's like, guys, I would never liked in the neighborhood over there, and we're fighting together for this flag, you know. So
that's awesome.
People, well, that's a reality, unfortunately, that a lot of people in our country don't get to see. You know, and so we end up still divided. You know, we're divided by all kinds of dumb stuff. It's either, it's not your political view, it's your color.
I think,
if it's not your color, it's, you know, this or that. And I think the only way to really mm-hmm. solve the problem that we're facing is if we come together, and they just keep dividing us up into a bunch of little sects. And,
well, unfortunately, that's what our colleges do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
In our school system, because they've been infiltrated.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been indoctrinated. I realize that. We've been indoctrinated from the very beginning, you know. It's horrible, but it's the truth.
Now, when you and your neighbors, start to realize that, then see that, hey, this is big and people are waking up. And that's,
yeah, but it's a level of thinking
that's
I think
huge.
A lot of people just don't reach. It's sad. That's kind of why I've lost a lot of faith. I was like, wow, you know, there are really some people who are just, my brother and I would call them zombies. They just
uh-huh.
live and they go through it, and their subconscious never matures to that point where they start questioning things.
So
I was doing
something I call red pilling people. You know the idea behind what a red pill is?
No,
it comes from the Matrix. The Matrix.
Yeah, well, yeah,
you know,
I knew that right off the gate when you said it, but I just never actually got into the.
Okay. So here's my method.
Mm-hmm.
So you got these people that want to wear a mask, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I tell them when I see them wear a mask, and I say, oh, so you believe that a chain link fence can contain a mosquito?
Yeah.
And that makes them, huh? What are you talking about? I'm
yeah.
like, okay. So if you take a mosquito and a chain link fence, and you make it more of a micro size, you have your mask and you have the virus. So if you can believe that a mask can contain a virus, then that's the same thing as a chain link fence containing a mosquito.
Yeah.
And that's how I red pilled them.
Yeah.
Because you gotta give them the logic in a way that
think.
They can picture it in their mind.
Yeah, they don't
yeah.
think. It's crazy.
And so if they're willing to go from there and think, you might have something there, you're right, you know. And you encourage them, hey, here, find the research. You know, you can find plenty of research that wearing a mask will actually do you harm. You can't find any research that actually says they're effective against the virus, not a single one. And
yeah.
there's no reason why you're not going to find it. You know, and they always say, hey, follow the science. Well, okay, follow the science. What does your science tell you? You know, you want to see that this whole global warming thing is? Well, did you go to fourth grade? Do you remember studying photosynthesis and how that works? Well, if you look at meteorology and look a little bit deeper into our weather system, it's not based off of carbon. It's based off of moisture in the air. And you talk to any meteorologist out there and they will tell you it is based off the moisture in the air. And it is the water that controls the warming and cooling of our planet. And so to think it's these carbons that are doing it, that's like saying the exhaust coming out of your car is causing it to wear out, you know?
Yeah.
It's the byproduct, you know?
That's basically what they're saying, you know? And then they're trying to get us all to convert into... That's why I think Elon Musk has something to do with it, too. He's the richest man in the world. There's no way he hasn't gotten corrupted at some point, because he's the one selling all these electric cars, these Teslas, and now they're hiking up the gas prices. They're telling people in the future we're trying to get rid of gas-powered vehicles, which I just can't even imagine and can't fathom, but I guess at some point in our ripe old age, that's how it's going to be. And he's just, I mean, imagine Bezos and him are already as wealthy as they are, and everybody starts converting or is being required to convert into electric cars.
Well, no, he's actually said some things about the gas industry that you wouldn't hear from someone that would support the whole electric thing. So I think he's looking at what's better for it, you know, and even if it hurts his industry, you know, it's electric cars, he's willing to speak up. I've heard him. I can't
most of the time
said,
I trust it, but then it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, okay, are you going to trust everything you hear? Like, I love everything about Elon for the most part. I like SpaceX, and I like, you know, Tesla, and I like a lot of the things that he does, and him buying Twitter to try to restore our freedom of speech, but then he backed out of that deal, I guess, like a couple
well,
days
then he's got Starlink, too, which is ingenious.
The guy's absolutely
and
it's hard to deny that.
So here's what
like,
I've seen. So... this whole thing with Russia and Ukraine, well, he sent, the Starlink set up over there. And, you know, the deep state's actually tried to take down a couple of satellites, but he has so many of them, he just replaces them super quick. And see, what they want to do is they want to do a communication blackout so that when the election does get overturned, the 2020 election does get overturned, they want to be able to black out that information so that people don't hear it. Problem is, his Starlink setup makes it so that communication can continue, and they can't take out enough of those satellites. And, you know, so if he was with the deep state on that, he wouldn't have those satellites. You know, he wouldn't give another platform for them to communicate with. And
it's almost like it's almost like a past relationship where you get like damaged from past relationships, so you just become a little skeptical of everything. I think that's just how I've become. So it's like even with that stuff, I just feel like they're making us think he's this way, or they're convincing us he's this way, but he's really doing this. You know, I just can't help but think like that about him. I think I've just been programmed to think negatively about people that. The higher
you gotta
look at
where you're getting your information from too, because you can't trust Fox.
I can't trust a lot of the stuff that I see on there. That's why I'm just like you gotta remember my marketing. So
one
I
of the
do
ones
this every
I have
day for a living. There's some guys out there that are horrible contractors, and they pay for their ads, so they show up first. And it's to the community. They are the top recommended guy in their community. I'm not saying this is the case for you, but I do this every day. You know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So it's like I know that
we're
telling them that this is the best guy. But we also know
that's why I've been so successful
with
word of mouth, though. That's why I've been so successful with word of mouth. You know?
Yeah, it is great. But it's just taken over. I mean, it's impossible to deny the effect of media and marketing. It's like it's crazy. I just gives me this taste in my mouth. You know, I feel like anything they feed us about most of these guys, I'm just like, they're all corrupt. I feel like, you know, the Bible tells us money's the root of all evil. If he's one of the richest guys, that's red flag.
Right.
Red flag. He had to do something wrong, or something.
But you know that, that works both ways, because look at Trump. He's fairly rich and he can't be bought.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not saying that he didn't come into it in a corrupt way. I mean, even his father, you know, you could trace it, and I've seen, you know, videos of him hanging out with the biggest mobsters in the world, and who knows what kind of deals they're making behind the doors.
Look at JFK, you know, he comes from a corrupt family, but look what he started, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I love JFK. He was.
Look at what he stood for. He was, you know, and I don't look at whether what party he was a part of. I look at how he aligns with the Constitution and how this country was meant to run. And that's why I look up to him, you know. Right. And there's only a few people in history I can do that with.
Yeah, very few. Me and you see eye to eye on that. I try not to look up to a lot of them. You know, I stay by that, the big book, and, you know, we're all kind of created as equal, and don't let the, at least in God's eyes, you know, and don't let this money and government and all that stuff convince you to think otherwise. You know, a life is a life at the end of the day. You know, I try to teach that to my boys. So,
have you looked at Ron Paul at all?
Yeah, my brother talks about him actually a lot. I think he likes that guy.
Yeah, he's asking a lot of questions, and he's accused Fauci of a lot of things that you know, are probably true.
Yeah, I don't trust Fauci though. I mean, his stuff is so conflicting. You go back to these videos you see of his younger self, and then the stuff he's been saying over the last couple of years, and it's just like contradicting as can possibly be. You know, one moment he's talking about
look at
put this stuff in your body, and then now he's promoting it. You know, it's crazy.
Well, look at some of the projects that he's headed. You know, I mean, he's done projects where he'd take a beagle and he'd put him in a cage, and, you know, he'd add sand flies and see how long it could last, you know, like 28 days or something like that, you know, and starve the poor dog to death. You know, he did stuff like that. He did things like, he'd introduce, AIDS to, black kids up in New York and, you know, see how they react and everything. He was probably behind the creation of AIDS. I wouldn't be surprised about that at all. So he's had some very horrendous projects he's been a part of.
Yeah. What do you think about COVID? Do you think it actually leaked from over there, or is that something they're telling us to make us hate China? Do you think it actually leaked from one of those labs? I mean, I kind of do. I do believe that there was some kind of, like, COVID.
Yes,
came from.
But it was funded by, I'll say it was funded by Bill Gates.
Yeah,
Fauci was part of it, because if you look at DARPA, they were gonna try to get that through DARPA, and they didn't want to touch it, and so that's why they had to move it overseas. And so it was started in the lab, but it leaked out on their doorstep like it wasn't supposed to, and it was supposed to be released in Brazil. That's where it's supposed to be released. So this made China look bad. But it also exposes some of the people involved. And I think it was done in this particular way so that there would be the least amount of fallout, because we're supposed to have a population reduction of like 70 to 90%.
Jeez.
That's how bad this was supposed to get. We weren't supposed to have the vaccines right away like we were. You know, it was supposed to be several years so we could be controlled more. And the vaccines were supposed to, when they did come out, they're supposed to last a dozen or more years. So things were supposed to be a lot worse. And there's a lot of people that jumped in the way and, you know, kept things from getting as bad as they were. What they're trying to do is you're trying to steer this whole thing in such a way from the corrupt people to where there's the least amount of fallout. And it's very difficult to do when you have like 7 or 8 billion people on this planet.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to backfire. You're going to end up wiping yourself out at some point.
Right, and there's also a lot of unknowns, you know. You don't know who's on what team, on what side, you know. And so that had to stick out. And now that we've had, you know, 2 years of Biden, it's really easy to see who all the swamp people are. They think they're protected and they're sticking out like a sore thumb, but they don't realize the, FISA works both ways. And a lot of these people are being, monitored, you know, through the, with FISA. And, that's why I'm saying there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you're not going to see this on Fox. You're not going to see this on any of the news media. You know, you've got to really, really listen closely and dig for information to realize, hey, this is what's really going on. And it's monstrous. It's huge.
Yeah. I got to, you know, look into things a little bit deeper, I guess. I got so deep into it that I just kind of shut it off and disengaged a lot. And I feel like that's not really going to solve anything either, but.
Oh, that's why I said Red Pill Project. That's a good start.
Yeah. No, I'll dive into that. I got it pulled up here, the Joshua Reed Red Pill Project. It's 2 hours and 18 minutes, so I'll get started on that. I got my lunch break here in 6 minutes, so I'll go listen to that.
Okay. Yeah, he's interesting. There's a lot of other good ones too, but that's a good start.
Yeah, I'll dive into it. Thank you for that. By the way, I'm gonna keep touching base with you as we move forward. You know, over the next, I know you got the vacation coming up in Utah, so I don't want to be bugging you while you're out there. But we'll be communicating back and forth moving forward. I'll be the account lead at least until we got everything set up and we cleared up all the discrepancies with your Google listing and getting that up and running.
Awesome.
And,
okay.
You know,
I would like
back,
that.
Back up a little bit. Yeah. So I'll follow up with you and see what I learned from that, and we'll continue this conversation. I've really enjoyed it, actually.
Sure, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more unfold between now and then, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, I know. I just saw this thing where Joe Biden almost passed out while we were having this conversation in the middle of a briefing. Guy caught him. Yeah. All right, I'm going to get off this line, but enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you on Monday for that client interview between 8 and 9 a.m.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. Looking forward to working with you, John.
All right, one last thing. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I love it. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.